So today, as I mentioned before, we're doing the sugya of women and tzitzis. Not women wearing tzitzis, that we're leaving aside for now. Maybe we'll get back to it and we'll do that on a different day. We're doing women making tzitzis. This is a particularly auspicious day to do a sugya about people making tzitzis because the camp is having a tzitzis making activity today. If anyone wants to crash that, they're having that for the little kids. They're doing tzitzis making. Now, relevant to the fact that they're having a little children's tzitzis making activity is this sugya, because not just because it's about women making tzitzis, but we're also going to have to figure out whether children can make tzitzis. Meaning, if children make tzitzis, can a child make tzitzis for you? Would the tzitzis be kosher if a child were to make tzitzis for you? What time is the activity? I don't know. I'll have to get on that one also. Let's try to figure it out. Are you online? Can you email Rabbi Zilla our questions or something? Or maybe better, Yitzi Haber. There will not be tcheles at the tzitzis making activity. No, as far as I know. I assume they're giving begadim and strings, and I assume so.
Is it going to be mesh or?
I don't know. You can go and figure it out. Find out for yourselves. Nice. The three categories of people that there is some controversy about whether they can make tzitzis are non-Jews, women, and children. Non-Jews is the shortest discussion because that's an open and shut Gemara. It's a line and a half in the Gemara, and it's very clear that non-Jews cannot make tzitzis. When it comes to women, that's a much longer discussion. That's a significant discussion about women. And when it comes to children, it's a shorter discussion simply because the discussion is not had by Rishonim. For some reason, the Rishonim don't seem to discuss children at all. It's only had by Achronim, so there's less history of literature on whether children can make tzitzis. But we're going to have to really look carefully at what the svaras are for women to make tzitzis to figure out, or for women to or not to make tzitzis, in order to figure out whether children should be allowed to make tzitzis. Now, when it comes to children, we not only have to figure out whether a child can make tzitzis for us, for people who are over bar mitzvah, what about for himself? He has a mitzvah of chinuch. In order to do the mitzvah, he has to have a kasher chefza shel mitzvah. The Ritva writes at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, for example, that if you want to be mechanech your child in the mitzvah of dalin minim, you cannot just give him a piece of celery and a lemon and say, here you go, that's your dalin minim, because that is not a kosher dalin minim. In order to be mechanech a child in any mitzvah, you have to give him kosher things. So if he's going to be mechanech the child in tzitzis, he's ready at the age of chinuch, he should have to have kosher tzitzis. So number one, we're going to have to figure out by the children, can they make tzitzis for themselves? Well, first for us, then for themselves. And then, if you hold that they're allowed to make tzitzis for themselves, but not for us, then what would you say if a child, a 12 and a half year old child, makes himself tzitzis and then becomes bar mitzvah? Can he continue to wear those tzitzis that he himself made when he was bikat nusa, when he was a child? But that's all far off in the future. First, we have to get to the discussion about women. So the discussion starts with the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. I think it was in yesterday's Mar Makomos already. But just this quick line in the Gemara: Amar Avida Merav Minayin LeTzitzis Ba'Oved Kochavim Shipsula. How do I know that tzitzis made by an Oved Kochavim, made by a non-Jew, is possible? Shenemar Daberel Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says, "Daberel b'nei Yisrael v'asulam tzitzis." We darshin. It says, b'nei Yisrael v'loa ovdei chavim yasu. Who makes tzitzis? B'nei Yisrael makes tzitzis. Ovdei chavim cannot make tzitzis. Good. That's the whole Gemara about Gayim. Open and shut case. It's a pasuk that only b'nei Yisrael can make tzitzis. Ovdei chavim cannot make tzitzis, and therefore tzitzis made by a Gayar pasul. Now, what about women? So the Gemara never discusses whether women can make tzitzis, and that is shocking. You would expect it to appear somewhere. You'd expect it in a Mishnah. It's not in a Mishnah, it's not in a Gemara anywhere. So in order to figure this out, we have to put ourselves in the minds of the Rishonim and see how would a Rishon figure out whether a woman could wear tzitzis. So the Rishonim had to come up with a shita, yesh me'ayin. So what are they going to look at in order to arrive at a conclusion whether a woman can make tzitzis? So what would you look at if you want to figure out whether a woman can make tzitzis?
The source for Ovdei Chavim,
and see if the Ovdei Chavim source applies to women. So that would be the first thing you'd look at. Look at who can't make tzitzis, and see if that source applies for women. So what does it say? It says, B'nei Yisrael v'lo Ovdei Chavim. are women B'nai Yisrael? If women are included in B'nai Yisrael, then they should be allowed to make tzitzis. If women are not included in B'nai Yisrael, they should not be allowed to make tzitzis. Now, it really depends on how you translate the term B'nai Yisrael. Does B'nai Yisrael mean, how do you normally translate B'nai Yisrael? When someone says, all of B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim or whatever, you know, something like that. So how do you normally translate it? The Jewish people. B'nai Yisrael means the Jew. Or B'nai Yisrael might be in the more literal, which would mean the sons of Israel and not the daughters of Israel. So that source, meaning which should be our strongest place to look, doesn't necessarily give us much guidance, because you could understand B'nai Yisrael in multiple ways. You could also say that the Gemara makes a drasha B'nai Yisrael v'lo of the Chavim. The Gemara never says v'lo Nashim. If women were excluded from B'nai Yisrael, then maybe the Gemara should have said that women are being excluded from B'nai Yisrael. So it's not 100% clear from the Gemara about Gayim. Yeah. Right, so they're certainly not over the Chavim. The question is, are they B'nai Yisrael? Meaning, if they are B'nai Yisrael, because it means Jews, then they could make tzitzis. If they're not, then just like we exclude over the Chavim, we would exclude them as well. What else would you look at? Yeah, but we paskin like the opinion that over the Chavim cannot make tzitzis. So this is the shita that we hold like la halacha. So that's the reason why I only quoted that part. So what else would you look at? Now, if you hit a dead end in the world of tzitzis, so you want to, and you want to figure out whether women can make tzitzis, where else are you going to look? What? What'd you say? Tefillin? Whether women can make tefillin? Why dafka tefillin of all mitzvahs? Other areas of halacha. Whenever you have a mitzvah that women are themselves not obligated in doing, can they create the chefetz shel mitzvah in those other areas of halacha? So, for example, what are mitzvahs that women are put from doing? So, like Zev said, tefillin. They're put from tefillin. So that's one thing we would want to look at. What else are women put from doing? What? All mitzvahs man grama, such as sukkah, lulav, all of these things. So can a woman make a sukkah? Is your sukkah kosher if a woman makes your sukkah? Is your lulav kosher if a woman makes your lulav by binding it together, by putting together the bundle? So that would be the next place to look. So let's start with what we do know, and then we'll see why the Rishonim struggle with this. We know two things. We know about women and sukkah, and we know about women and tefillin, because both of those are open gemaras, they're clear gemaras, that tell us about women and sukkah and women and tefillin. Just a moment, Seth. When it comes to women and tefillin, can a woman write tefillin? Can a woman write tefillin? No, if you saw the Imar Makomis this morning, I'm sure you saw that the Gemara in Gittin has a drasha and daf mem heim and beis, where the Gemara, all the Rishonim quote this drasha, that kol she yeshna b'kshira yeshna b'ksiva. Anyone who is included in the obligation of putting tefillin on, of tying the tefillin on their arms and on their heads, is included in the ability to write tefillin. Anyone who's not bikshira is not bikshiva. Therefore, women cannot write tefillin. So if women cannot make tefillin, the logical conclusion would be, a woman has a mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, she cannot create that cheftza shel mitzvah. So she cannot do tzitzis either. Great, here's the problem. There is a Gemara Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us Sukkah's ganvach is kosher. What is a Sukkah's ganvach?
Goyim, Nashim,
Behema.
Good.
And what was the second one you said? Nashim. That a sukkah made by Nashim is kosher. A sukkah's ganvach is kosher. Now, a woman is pater of the mitzvah of sukkah, yet she's able to make the chefta shel mitzvah. She's able to make a sukkah, and it's totally kosher. That's what the Gemara says. A guy makes your sukkah, a woman makes sukkah, it's completely kosher. So that would lead you to believe that even when a woman is pater of her mitzvah, she's able to make the chefta shel mitzvah. Shachter likes to tell the story when he was a child. There was in the Bronx, I guess when he was a teenager already, his the chazan from the conservative shul came to ask his father whether the sukkah in their shul is kosher, because the chazan didn't like the rabbi of the conservative shul, so he wanted to get, you know, to prove him wrong, because the chazan was convinced that the sukkah was possible. So the chazan went over to Rav Shechter's father and said, you know, the sukkah, the conservative rabbi had it made by a goy. So isn't that problematic that he had the custodian build the sukkah? So Rav Melech Shechter said, wait a second, isn't the sukkah in your shul indoors anyway? It's like over the bima. It's inside the shul. So Chazan said, yeah, but forget about that. Forgetting that, like, but it was made by a guy. He says, no, it's actually the opposite. If it was made by a guy, that's not a problem. Making it inside, that's a real problem. You're not allowed to make a sukkah inside, indoors. I've seen that. I've walked by in Manhattan, the Upper West Side, walked by a conservative shul, saw in the windows in the basement, you saw the sukkah in the. Have you had this experience? Yeah. So they sometimes build a sukkah inside. But a sukkah built by a guy is totally kosher, and a sukkah built by a woman is totally kosher. Great. So now we're stuck again. So the two places that you would look at first to figure out whether women are able to make tzitzis, number one, whether the drasha of Gayim applies to them or not, was a dead end, because you could say yes, you could say no. And number two, when you look at other mitzvahs that women are butter from, are they able to make the chepta shel mitzvah? Well, it depends which other mitzvah you're looking at. If you're looking at sukkah, they should be able to, and if you're looking at tefillin, they shouldn't be able to. Okay, good. That's a different story. Meaning, as I mentioned, we're going to have a different shear. Okay, well, that for sure. But we're going to have a different shear about whether women are chayiv in tzitzis in the first place and mitzvah shazman grama in general. Meaning, what the status of mitzvah shazman grama, how do we define mitzvah shazman grama? Maybe we'll have a shear on that if anyone's interested. Maybe we'll do that. You know, how many shiurim do we have left? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Three more shiurim. So maybe that will be one of our three, mitzvah shazman grama. We'll see. So let's see what the Rishonim have to say over here. So first Shita is Shita Satosos. It's here in Tosos and Mesechs Menachos, Taf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that a guy cannot make tzitzis, says Tosos, Mashma Ha'isha Ksheira. The fact that the Gemara singles out a guy and says a guy can't make tzitzis, that implies that a woman can make tzitzis. We don't say whoever cannot wear tzitzis can't make tzitzis. The loksiv begufa levisha elabiklayin umusachriti vigabi tefillin. Okay, whatever. The main point is that first part of Tosfos, that we don't have such a drasha that kol sheino belevisha eno basia, that anyone who doesn't have to wear tzitzis can't make it. We don't have any such drasha. The implication is a woman is kosher. A woman can make tzitzis. Tosfos says. Tosfos says the same thing in Maseches Gittin. Aye, what about the fact that kol sheyeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'ksiva? What about the fact that by tefillin we have a drasha that only those who are able to those who are obligated to wear tefillin can write tefillin? Shouldn't we say the same thing by tzitzis? Only those obligated to wear tzitzis should be able to make tzitzis? Well, the answer is pretty simple. There is no drasha like that by tzitzis. I mean, there's no hekish, there's no drasha to be made. It's dafka because the words ukshartim, ukhsaftim come in close proximity to each other, that we are makish, we make a hekish between ukshartim and ukhsaftim. But by tzitzis, there's no such drasha, there's no hekish, there's nothing, there's no drasha to be made. You can't make up your own drasha. Tell us and get in points out. Special hekish by tefillin between kshira and ksiva. The Rush adds another raya, that women can wear tzitzis. And the raya is from a Gemara Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis. Anyone saw this Gemara or saw this raya? What's the raya?
The wife who had that tefillah in her chest.
That Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, is one day going to make tefillahs for the tzaddikim la'asid lavo. Who's going to be tying the tzitzis la'asid lavo? Think about it. After tefillahs ha'meisim, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to need a new pair of tzitzis because his old ones are probably lost already. Right? Everyone's going to need new pairs of tzitzis. And someone's going to have to make, the tzitzis factories are going to be very busy. So everyone's going to want the zechus of making tzitzis for Moshe Rabbeinu and for Yoshua and for, you know, it's going to be a great battle to find who's going to be zocha to make it. Who's going to win that battle? Who's going to be the one that ties the tzitzis in? The wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Oh, so you see from there, women can make tzitzis.
So, in the Sukkah, Yahushua talks about the
who was making tzitzis for his wives.
Yeah, but that could be according to the shita. That is assuming like the shita that women are chayiv, that it's not a mitzvah shazman grama, that women are chayiv in tzitzis. So that's. Yeah, but we're assuming within the halacha. We're assuming not like that opinion. We're assuming that women are pater from tzitzis. So you have this gemara that says explicitly that Lasa Lavo Isha Shrabi Chanin Mendoza is going to make tzitzis for the tzaddikim Lasa Lavo. When it says tcheles over there, probably it also means tcheles in terms of tzitzis, as we mentioned a lot of times already. Sometimes the gemara will use the term tcheles interchangeably with the word tzitzis. Tcheles doesn't mean tcheles per se; it means tzitzis. How do you reject that? Right, it's pretty strong. No, you have a woman making tzitzis for big tzaddikim. What do you say? It's Las Lava, and therefore?
Kabbalah.
So Las Lava, first of all, the Gemara Maseches Nida we saw earlier says, Mitzvos Petelos Las Lava. That you don't have to worry about Mitzvos Las Lava. Mitzvos can be Batel Las Lava. Whatever that means. So we can't figure out what any of it means. So you can't bring a Raya from that. The other reason you can't bring a Raya from that, perhaps, is it's Haggadah to Gemara. And in the Medim Divrei Haggadah, you're going to derive halachas from, do you really think it means? I mean, obviously, Chazal is trying to teach us something. But it's unlikely that they're trying to identify for us who is going to make the tzitzis for the tzaddikim. Meaning that's not a critical thing for us to know. Probably they're trying to teach us some lesson about something. But it's in the Medim Divrei Haggadah. You can't learn halacha from Haggadah. You learn a lot of very important Jewish ideas of hashkafa and whatever, but we don't learn halacha from Haggadah. But the Rush quotes this as a raya. So the Rush obviously either held that it's not an Haggadah or held that you can learn halacha from an Haggadah. The Rush thinks that this is a good raya. The Chassam Sofer raises another question. The Chassam Sofer, I saw quoted in a footnote in the Masifta, Chassam Sofer asks, why is it that there's no drasha by tzitzis? Meaning we said, by tefillin ukshartem uksaftem, you have a drasha. He says, by tzitzis also, you have asher techasaba right after gedilim tasa. So gedilim tasa means you make tzitzis. Asher techasaba means, what's asher techasaba? That you cover yourself with. So shouldn't we say the same drasha? Those who cover themselves with it can do gedilim tasa, can make the tzitzis. And those that are einenu b'asher techasa are einenu b'gedilim tasa. Those who are not included in the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis are not included in covering tzitzis. Now, we generally don't make our own drushas, but this matches really nicely with the drush of ukshartim uksaftem. It's the same format. The drush of ukshartim uksaftem. Those who are bar kshira, who are included in the mitzvah of kshiras tefillin, are also included in the mitzvah of asiyas tefillin, ksivas tefillin. So we say the same thing over here by tzitzis. Why don't we say the same thing? So some sofer suggests, because ukshartem uksaftem are both b'loshon tzivui. Ukshartem you should tie, uksaftem you should write. Whereas asher techasa is like is not b'loshon tzivui. It's just saying what happens or what you do, but it's not telling you you must do. So since it's not b'loshon tzivui, maybe it's therefore not eligible for such a drasha. Okay, but all of that is shitas hatosos. Tosos, the Rush, Tosos in two places and the Rush. Women are allowed to make tzitzis. It's perfectly kosher. Nothing wrong with women making tzitzis because the Gemara only excludes goyim. It never excluded women. Who argues and says women cannot make tzitzis? Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosos quotes and the Rush quote from Rabbeinu Tam that women cannot make tzitzis or make a lulav for that matter. Because Kol Sheyashon B'Kshira Yashon B'Ksiva is not just telling us a specific din in mitzvahs tefillin, it's telling us a rule. And what's that rule? That any time you have somebody who's exempt from a mitzvah, they cannot create that chefza shel mitzvah. So a woman is exempt from lulav, she cannot make a kashra lulav. A woman is exempt from tzitzis, she cannot make kashra tzitzis. Oh, so the obvious kasha then is going to be, what about a sukkah? What do you say about sukkah's ganvich? So that's going to be the biggest kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. What about a sukkah? We'll come back to it. But that's a very important kasha. Beis Yosef in Simin Yadal, it says, you know, there is a gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that a woman would be kosher the tefillin on her husband. So what do we do with that? Apparently, and that's just directly against the gemara in Gittin, that kol sheyashon b'kshira is Yeshua B'Ksiva, but wait a second, she calls Shayna B'Kshira and B'Ksiva, but she is B'Kshira, she could tie the tefillin on her husband. So Beis Yosef says, nah, maybe he helped her with the tying, she wasn't doing it all alone, or maybe it's only problematic to make the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah but tying it is not a problem. She's allowed to help with the tying. What about Eishes Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? So the Yamsha, so again, I would have answered that the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, I would have said, is not a raya because it's Agada to Gemara. But for some reason, the Achronim don't seem to take that tactic in addressing the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa issue. The Yamshel Shlomo, Maseches Gittin, on the spot, says there are two reasons why he's not bothered by the Ishto Shel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. First of all, he says, maybe she was special because she was Nizhar Kol Yamel B'tzitzis. What does that mean? She was Nizhar Kol Yamel B'tzitzis. She was careful to make sure her children had tzitzis all the time, her husband had tzitzis, I don't know. Maybe that Ishto Shel Rabbi Chanina, maybe that it assumes that Ishto Shel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa held that women, or Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa held that women are obligated in tzitzis. There is such an opinion in Shas, like it's been pointed out a couple of times already. Somebody holds that women are obligated in tzitzis, and maybe if you assume women are obligated in tzitzis, maybe that's what the Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa held. Yam Shoshoma also suggests that it says that she's going to help with the tcheles, making the tcheles lasadlava, making the tzitzis lasadlava. It doesn't say which step of the process she's going to be involved in. How do you make tzitzis? You have a beggar that has dalat kamphos. What's your next step? What do you got to do?
Strings.
You have to have strings. What strings? Any strings? Well, you need tcheles, yeah, but even the lavan. How do you make lavan strings? You have to take, well, you have to spin them. You have to do tviya in order to get the strings. We do tviya lishma. That's specifically for the sake of tzitzis. And then, once you have the strings, you put them in the beggar and you tie it. We know that the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa did something, but do we know what she did? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, maybe Ishto Shel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa did the tviya, she made the strings. And that she's allowed to do. But she's not allowed to make the tzitzis. She could do the preparatory work of making the strings, that's fine. But she's not allowed to make the tzitzis. Maybe that's how the Rabbeinu Tam will deal with the Ishto Shel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. That's how the Yamshel Shlomo suggests. Now the Chida in Birkei Yosef has a very very sharp kasha. It says, if you assume like Rabbeinu Tam, women cannot make tzitzis. Why? What's the drasha? Why is it that women cannot make tzitzis? Based on ukshartem uchsavta. They can't make tefillin, because kol she'eino b'kshira eino b'ksiva. So the same thing applies for tzitzis. Oh yeah, the same thing applies for tzitzis. Why can't a guy make tzitzis? Why can't a guy make tzitzis? So our Gemara said, oh, it's a drasha, b'nei Yisrael, v'lo b'nos Yisrael. If ukshartem uchsavtem is this broad rule that could be applied anywhere, that anyone who's not b'kshira is by definition not b'ksiva, doesn't just mean about tefillin, it means anyone who's not obligated in a mitzvah cannot create the chefetz shel mitzvah, like Rabbeinu Tam wants to have us believe. Why should a guy not be allowed to make tzitzis? Nothing to do with B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. A guy's not chayiv in tzitzis, so he can't make it. Kol she'eino b'kshira, eino b'ksiva. If that's a good enough reason why a woman can't make tzitzis, shouldn't it also be a good enough reason for a guy not to make tzitzis? Why do I need a special drasha B'nai Yisrael v'lo b'chavim? Very strong kasha that the Birkei Yosef raises. Birkei Yosef also adds a point of interest. I don't know what the answer is to that kasha. Leave it out there. A kasha on Rabbeinu Tam that I think is a bomb kasha. Now, what would be the whole purpose of the drasha B'nai Yisrael v'lo b'chavim if anyway... Kol she'eino b'kshira eino b'ksiva can be expanded to any kind of mitzvah and any kind of person who's not obligated. It's a very, very strong kasha. Birkei Yosef just happens to point out something else that I think is very fascinating. He says, what's the Sefer Achinuch's opinion about women making tzitzis? So he writes in Os Beis, in source number 14, he writes very easy about six lines before the end of Os Beis. This was number 14. Very easy b'sefer achinuch simin shin pei vav shekasav. He says, I saw that the sefer achinuch writes in simin shin pei vav. V'shamati migdolim. You know about the sefer achinuch, right? You know how the sefer works. I shouldn't assume anything. Who wrote the sefer achinuch? You don't know. It was anonymous. For years and years and years, it was always assumed that it was Rav Aaron Halevi, the Ra'ah, that wrote the Sefer Achinuch. Says the Birkei Yosef, we can disprove the idea that it was the Ra'ah who wrote the Sefer Achinuch from this sugya. Because on this sugya, this is where the Sefer Achinuch writes, V'shamati migdolim sha'asiyah enek shere b'nashim, that women cannot make tzitzis, like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ritva says that a woman is allowed to make tzitzis, and he quotes V'chein das Rabbeinu Neru. What does Neru mean? No. Neru is an abbreviation. Nun Resh Vav. I forgot what it means. What? No, it's not Neru Yar. It's something else. But it means like, whatever. That my great Rebbe. The Kakas of B'Shem Rabbi Ramban, and he also writes the name of the Ramban. The Yadua de Rabbo Stam Hu Hara'ah. Everyone knows who the Ritva's Rebbe is. Now, one of the Ritva's Rebbe was Ramban, but everyone knows, Rashba, it's generational, but everyone knows that when the Ritva just quotes his Rebbe and he doesn't tell you who he's quoting, it's the Ra'ah. So he says, this is a Raya, the Ra'ah didn't write Sefer Achinuch. Because Sefer Achinuch says women cannot make tzitzis, the Ritva says in the name of his Rebbe that women can make tzitzis, so you know that the Ra'ah didn't write Sefer Achinuch. Okay, it's just a Ha'ara, a side point. But the bottom line is, so far we have two opinions in Rishon. We have the Shita of Tosos, that women can absolutely make tzitzis, no problem whatsoever. Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that women cannot make tzitzis. Why can they not make tzitzis? Kol she'enu b'kshira, enu b'ksiva. Great. And we expand that broadly. Beis Yosef quotes a third opinion. What do you mean? They either can or they can't. How there could be three opinions? There could be other reasons why they can't. So Beis Yosef quotes a third opinion. In the name of Maram, he says. Says anybody, the rule is, kol she'enu mechuyev b'davar enu motzi acher midei chavasa. Let's say, when it comes to the mitzvah of halal, can a woman be motzi me in halal? No, why not? Can a woman be motzi me in kiddush? Technically speaking, yes. Why yes? She's obligated. A woman cannot be motzi me in halal because she's not obligated. Anyone who's not mechuyev b'davar cannot be motzi others in their chiyuv. Is a woman chayev in tzitzis? No. Can she be motzi someone else in tzitzis? She shouldn't be able to. So by making the tzitzis, she's being motzi someone in the mitzvah of tzitzis. She can't do that. Very strange thing to say. Isn't that a strange thing to say? Can you compare those things? Well, what's faulty about it? She's not being motzi anybody. She's making a chafetz shel mitzvah. What does that have to do with being motzi anybody in the mitzvah? Being motzi someone in the mitzvah means that when I'm doing the mitzvah on your behalf, using Shomea Ka'ona, where you're going to listen, and it will be as if you spoke because you listen, it's only going to work if I also am chayiv in the mitzvah. Over here is the woman doing the mitzvah tzitzis. Is there any Shomea Ka'ona? There's none of that. What a strange comment. What does that have to do with anything? So, and this is pointed out already by Achronim, the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look at the very end of your packets, the Aruch HaShulchan says explicitly, in Si'if Zion, I believe it is, and the second line is Si'if Zion in the last source, V'lo shayich lomer kol ha'patur min ha'davar eino poter acherim. You can't say over here, well, if she's potter, she can't exempt other people. Dezeu b'mitzvah shemotzio b'asiyaso. That's only a mitzvah that you're being motzi someone else by doing the mitzvah. Kamo kiddush, v'avdallah, chayotzi b'zeh. Avol b'tzitzis, ha'mitzvi alavisha. But by tzitzis, the mitzvah's wearing.
You can also translate motzi as like, without you, I wouldn't have done the mitzvah. Without my
yeah, but we don't find in all of Shas that kol she'enu mechuyev b'davar enu motzi in that with that meaning. So you can't make up a rule. That rule doesn't exist. What are you looking for? What?
That's not it.
Where's the Aruch HaShulchan? The Aruch HaShulchan is in Simen Yadalit Si'if Zayin in Aruch Chaim. So we don't find, meaning you're right, those words could mean that, but we don't find that it actually ever means, that the principle means that idea means, I mean, a lot of times when we're dealing with Talmudic principles, it's important to know how the principle is used throughout Shas, because the same words, Rav Shachter always likes to point out, I think in the name of the Ravid, that the Ravid wrote, just like we have Yudgim Midrash HaTorah Nedrashes Ben in Torah Shebichsav, the Ravid wrote a Yudgim Midrash HaTorah Shebal Peh Nedrashes Ben, 13 tips to learning Torah Shebal Peh. And one of his tips for learning Torah Shebal Peh is don't be fooled by words. Sometimes you'll have the same word in different places and it means totally different things. And sometimes you'll have different words in different places and they mean exactly the same thing. And the classic example he always gives of the same word meaning totally different things, chazaka. The word chazaka means five different things in Shas that have absolutely nothing to do with each other. So you could teach the words that way, but it's not the way the principle is used in all of Shas. So you have to just, knowing how the principle is used, we have to apply it that way. Yeah, the whole discussion has to be working with the assumption of Chavas Gavra, because if it's Chavas Mana, then, meaning, would it even say, you could still have the machlokas, I guess, where the women are chayiv, but like, it wouldn't be to be, you know, it wouldn't be about, it wouldn't matter, meaning, in terms of men being,
they're not chayiv. Actually,
then they can't
also be. Yeah, but the whole question is, can they make a kosher chavas shal mitzvah for a man to then use? Meaning, if it's not kosher, then the man would have to be matil nutzitzis.
The point is that the man isn't using it. It's actually more direct. I mean, like the mitzvah happens before they wear it.
Okay, and therefore,
so
if you were old chavas mana, then what?
Then
the mitzvah is making it so. She's doing the mitzvah for you. Yeah, but we don't pasken that way, so it's a little strange to quote that la halacha. Okay, I hear that. That would work. Is that what you wanted to say also? Okay. Yeah?
So if you say that women can't make tzitzis, and let's say they add an extra string of tzitzis, then they're balakosin. So does that apply when the man wears it?
Probably not. It's probably just not tzitzis at all. You'd have to, if you would hold strictly like Rabbeinu Tam. There is a fourth approach in Rishonim, and this is, I think, let's ignore for now the idea of because that it's just so difficult to make sense out of. So let's focus on this next possible reason why women cannot make tzitzis. That goes Maimonios, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Beis in Siman Yadalid, says that, well, the Gemara makes a drasha, B'nei Yisrael v'lo avdei chavim, and all over Shas, whenever we have the word B'nei Yisrael, the Gemara often makes drashas. So you have to go on the Bar Ilan and search and see where the Gemara does this. But all over Shas, the Gemara says, B'nei Yisrael velo, B'nos Yisrael. So we know the words B'nei Yisrael mean velo, B'nos Yisrael. It happens to be, the Gemara over here tells us the Chiddush, it also means velo of the Chavim. But the words B'nei Yisrael mean B'nei Yisrael velo, B'nos Yisrael. So that's a Beferish drasha. The Gemara doesn't say it, but we know that this is a drasha the Gemara makes all the time. So we can apply it here, where it uses the words B'nai Yisrael by tzitzis, to say that women cannot make tzitzis. Just like we would always darshan. In fact, Magen Avraham, in Sifkat and Beis, in Siman Yadalit, says, I don't understand how anyone could ever allow women to make tzitzis. Why would you not make the drush of B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael that you make in Gantz Shas? It's a drush we make everywhere, B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. So, right, so one could argue, what do you mean? We don't get to make drushas. So there must be some reason why we don't make the drasha, but we don't make the drasha. But again, the Hagos Maimonides thinks we don't have to say the drasha every time. When the words B'nai Yisrael appear in the Chumash, it should, a light bulb should light up over your head. Oh, B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. We don't have to say it every single time. You know that B'nai Yisrael means v'lo B'nos Yisrael. So Magen Avraham is even bothered. How could anyone say that women are allowed to make tzitzis? What happened to B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael? So the Chidah in Birkei Yosef deals with that also. He gives a couple of answers. One of his answers, he says, is that when it comes to tzitzis, what's the purpose of tzitzis? What's the purpose of tzitzis? What's it supposed to be? Leman? Tizkaru, so you remember all the mitzvahs. Are women included in mitzvahs? Yeah, women do a lot of mitzvahs. They're included in lots of mitzvahs. So it's not mistaver to exclude B'nos Yisrael from this B'nai Yisrael. When we exclude B'nos Yisrael, it's usually things that women have no connection to whatsoever. but something that whose whole theme relates to mitzvos in general, and women are most certainly connected to mitzvos, so you're not going to make the same drasha. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Vav, again toward the end of the Mar Makom, the last Mar Makom, the Aruch HaShulchan also deals with this, and he says, "V'lo miyata mi b'nei Yisrael rakuti v'lo isha." We only exclude a guy, not a woman, from b'nei Yisrael. Why? "D'bekala Torah k'dichsiv b'nei Yisrael gam ha'nashim b'chlal." He says, because in general, whenever the Torah says B'nai Yisrael, almost always it includes women, doesn't exclude women. Aye, but we have it ringing in our ears. There's a drasha somewhere. B'nai Yisrael, the love of Yisrael. He says, yeah, I'll tell you where that drasha is. V'rak b'karbonos. By karbonos we make a drasha B'nai Yisrael, the love of Yisrael. By mitzvos kohuna. B'nai Aaron, the love of Aaron. That's where we make such drushes. Why by karbanos? Mipnei sha'avodas ha-migdash urak b'zichrei kuna. K'dichsev b'nei arvel b'nos Aaron. Because avodas ha-migdash can only be done by male kohanim. So anything karban related, we're going to be more likely to exclude women. When the theme of the mitzvah is avodah, even if you happen to be dealing with eating a particular carbon, doing something else with the carbon that's not avoda, but the theme is avoda, so in the world of carbonos, we're going to be more eager and willing and accepting of the idea that will exclude women. B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. But when the theme of the mitzvah is mitzvos, like by tzitzis, well, mitzvah certainly includes women are very, very much involved in mitzvahs. So we're not going to be as likely to use B'nai Yisrael to be mima'et nashim, to exclude women. And he gives examples of where it's used. And he says, V'raya brura shagam nashim nichlu b'Bnei Yisrael. He says, I'll prove to you that women are included in the phrase B'nai Yisrael. It's a pasuk in Bereishis Perek Lamed Beis. Yaakov Avinu fights with the angel. And what happens? Yaakov Avinu fights with the angel. The angel hits him in the Gidan Asha. And the Chumash over there tells us, Al Kain lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es Gidan Asha. Ki naga b'kaf yerech Yaakov. Who's not allowed to eat Gidan Asha? B'nei Yisrael. Are women allowed to eat Kiddush Asha?
No.
So you see, the word B'nai Yisrael can include women. You don't always make the drush of B'nai Yisrael B'nai Yisrael. If you did, then women would be allowed to eat Kiddush Asha. So clearly, B'nai Yisrael B'nai Yisrael is not something you could just apply indiscriminately. It applies in certain places. Where? Avoda. That's a good place for B'nai Yisrael B'nai Yisrael to apply. B'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, yeah, v'lo b'nos Aaron, that's by B'nei Aaron, that's his premise. So, given that we now have, let's call it three shitos in Rishon. We have the Balei HaTosfos, again, let's review. Balei HaTosfos say, can women make tzitzis? Yes. Rabbeinu Tam? No. Why not? K'sharta m'chsavtam, just like tefillin. Just like by tefillin, if you're not b'kshir, you're not b'ksiva. And then we have the Hagos Maimonios, women cannot make tefillin, cannot make tzitzis rather. Why? B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. So three opinions. One opinion says they can make tzitzis. Two opinions say they can't, but they argue on the reason that they can't make tzitzis. It happens to be that the Beis Yosef writes that if you disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, but you hold that women cannot make tzitzis, you hold for some of the other reasons, not like Rabbeinu Tam's reason, then b'diavad it would be kosher if a woman makes tzitzis. And that's how he deals with Sukkos Ganvach. He says maybe Sukkos Ganvach means that it's kosher if a woman makes a sukkah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a woman should make a sukkah. So one could argue that a woman is not allowed to make tzitzis, but if she does, it's kosher. If you look in the Beis Yosef, He quotes such a day explicitly. He quotes from Maharam, I think he says. Yeah. Miu matzasi shmarama yamakbid laniach lenoshe shalol laniach lenoshem lasos. Lefi shmi shapatim nadover ein apatim acherim. V'nirali dahinu lechavchila. If you're going to say that women cannot make tzitzis, you have to say that it's only a din lechavchila, not going to pass with the evad because of sukkas ganvach. We know that it's kosher if they do it with the evad, because we know that if they make a sukkah, it's kosher. So there's no reason to be mechalik between tzitzis and sukkah. Now, how do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch in source number 7. Tzitzis sha'asan eino Yehudi pasul. Any surprise there? No, that's Beferish Gemara. Tichsiv daber al bnei Yisrael lafuke eino Yehudi. V'ha'isha k'sheira la'asosan. End of story, says the Mechaber. Ha'isha k'sheira la'asosan. Why? Who does he pass in like? The Balei Atosos. Great. Says the Rama, V'yesh machmirim lahatzrich anoshim sheyasu osan. There are some that are machmir to require men to be the ones to make the tzitzis. V'tov lasos ken lechadchila. And it's a good thing to do that lechadchila. Now, if you're the Rama and you want to quote Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, what words would you use? Good. We just said, Tzitzis shasan en yudi pasul. But an isha k'sheira la'asosan. I would have said, v'yesh omrim, gam isha pasul, gam tzitzis shasan isha nashim psulim. That tzitzis that are made by women are also pasul. That's what I would have said. It's not what the Rama says. And then say, and nachon lasos kein lizar l'chadchila. What's nachon lizar l'chadchila mean? It means that if there's a machlokes, you might as well try to be machmir, even though we may paskin mikra din like the Balei Atosfos, try to be machmir for shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But that's not what the Rama did over here. He didn't say you have the Balei Atosfos that say good, you have Rabbeinu Tam that says pasul, and try to be machmir l'chadchila for shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That's not what he did. He said you have the Balei Atosfos that say good. Then you have Yesh machmirim that say that men should make the tzitzis, and you should try to be machmir like that shita. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. Who's that? That's what the Beis Yosef said, right? That's what the Beis Yosef quoted from Aram. The Yesh machmirim lahasra chanasim shiasu son is very clearly telling us that even those who are machmir are only machmir lahatzrich hanashim lasos hasan, but wouldn't say that it's possible if a woman does it. So it seems to me from the Ramban, if you look in Darkei Moshe, it seems that way as well. So lahalacha, the Rama says the chachila you shouldn't do it. Says the Magen Avraham, if it's a din lechachila, what was Beis Yosef's raya? You see, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you learn Shulchan Aruch among the Rambam Taz, you miss the whole story. If you don't see the sugya and the tur and the Beis Yosef and see where it all comes from, like you'll go over this Magen Avraham and be like, oh, okay. Says the Magen Avraham. Let's give you the background to the Magen Avraham. What did the Beis Yosef say? Why is it only a din lecharchila? How does he know that it's got to only be a din lecharchila that women can't make, but the evidence would be kosher? How does he know that? Because sukkah. We know sukkah's kanvach is kosher. So it's got to be the petiyev and it's okay. Because there's no reason on earth to distinguish between tzitzis and sukkah. There's no reason on earth to distinguish between tzitzis and sukkah. That was the premise of the Beis Yosef. Comes along, the Rama says we should be choshish for shitas Beis Yosef, and therefore we should have men make the tzitzis. So says Magen Avraham, ah! If men are making the tzitzis, what else should you be careful to have men do? Build a sukkah. Women shouldn't be allowed to build a sukkah. L'chadchila. Not going to say it's possible with the evidence. It's Farish Gemara, it's not possible with the evidence. But l'chadchila, women shouldn't build a sukkah. It doesn't say that in the Gemara and sukkah. It just says sukkah's gone for kashrut. So you assume, oh, it's got to be fine. Says Magen Avraham, no. If you assume like this Rama is assuming that there's din lechachila, women shouldn't make tzitzis, and it's based on a Beis Yosef that says that there's no difference whatsoever between women, between tzitzis and sukkah. So women shouldn't be allowed to make sukkah lechadchil. Now, Bira Lacha says, well, wait a second. The shita that says that it's bnei, that women can only not make tzitzit lechadchila is not Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam passed women from tzitzis. Why? Based on what drasha? What drasha did Rabbeinu Tam have? Ukshartem mechsavte. We're not going like Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the other option? Bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael. So says the Bir Alacha, the Rama is paskening Bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael. Why is that important? First of all, in terms of sukkah. But it's important in terms of, can children make tzitzis? Can children create a kasher al chefta shel mitzvah tzitzis? It depends why women can't do it. I mean, again, the Rishonim don't talk about children. It's only Achronim. So just like we said, when the Rishonim had to figure out what to do about women, they had to look at the Gemaras about, you know, about Goyim to figure it out. So when the Achronim want to figure out what the story is with kids, what are they going to look at? What the Rishonim say about women and say, okay, do these drashas work? So what do you have? You have Rabbeinu Tam who says, no, women can't do it because it's called Shein B'Kshira and B'Ksiva. Great. Are children B'Kshira? No. So male children should not be allowed to make tzitzis if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Then you have a drasha, B'nei Yisrael, V'lo B'nos Yisrael. Are children B'nei Yisrael? Yes. Then children should be allowed to make tzitzis. So it's not just academic. Why is it that the Rama is telling me Shitas Habes Yosef and not Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? What difference does it make? They're big nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is B'diavad, if it's okay. And nafkamina number two is whether a sukkah could be made by a woman. And nafkamina number three is going to be whether children can make tzitzis. So big nafkamina is whether you go with Rabbeinu Tam's reasoning for excluding women from making tzitzis, or you go with the other reason, B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. Now, when it comes to children, the Bir Alacha and Dibra Maskel Lahatzrich Hanashim says explicitly that children are the nafkamina between Ukshartem versus Bnei Yisrael. And therefore it should come out that children should be allowed to make it. Should be allowed to make tzitzis. And that, you know, right, following through, it should come out that certainly if you hold like the Mechaber that women are allowed to make tzitzis, of course kids are allowed to make tzitzis. But even if you hold like the Ramah is not quoting Rabbeinu Tam, he's only quoting Bnei Yisrael v'Bnei Yisrael, and therefore children should be okay. But look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Dalid. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Dalid, V'tov Vlasos, when it says that we should make sure that men make our tzitzis, not women, V'chein roi v'nachon shelo lasos l'chadchila ha'talas ha'tzitzis v'begish al gadol al yidei katan pachos miyud gimel shanim. And the chalchila, we should be machmir that children shouldn't make tzitzis either. Avlim hu ben yud gimel shanim yomech rav shlo yiv beisoros avi l'chalchila in lahachmir. If he's 13, you have to check him for beisoros. But if he's not 13 years old, then I was once at a bar mitzvah. A guy came over to me. Strangest thing. A guy came over to me, started hocking me. I don't think the bar mitzvah boy has shtei soros. Like, what do you want? He's like, no, I mean, we should have sent him to a doctor. We should have been like, he's just multi from Kriya Satara, whatever. I was like, okay, whatever. So, I was like, just go to the parents and say Mazel Tov. Don't tell them that. So, what?
No.
I had a kid with a squeaky voice. He was a little kid, so he just assumed. Like every bar mitzvah boy has a squeaky voice. I don't know. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but l'chalchila, try not to have children make tzitzis either. So who's he being l'chalchila machmir for? Someone that neither the Mechaber nor the Ramo is machmir l'chalchila for. So you see, the Mishnah Berurah is adding a chumra over here. The Rama says the chachilu we should be machmir for the Beis Yosef. Mechaber thinks you don't even the chachilu even need to be machmir for that. Mishnah Berurah is adding chumra al gabei chumra that you need to be choshish for shita Rabbeinu Tam. And again, you read Mishnah Berurah. Oh, okay, so children shouldn't make tzitzis. when you see what's behind the whole thing, you realize what a chumrah this is for children not to make tzitzis. And he writes, Yatzis HaChayim is mekel afil l'chadchil al-yidei katan, which makes a lot of sense. Because the mechaber holds an isha is even l'chadchila. And you want to be machmir by an isha, but a katan, there's more room to be mekel than by an isha, because of one of the drushes won't apply to a katan. Fine. So it's interesting, in Bir Alach, he tells you the whole story. But in the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't. He just says, yeah, I might as well be machmir. The Ksav Sofer, actually, let's leave aside the Ksav Sofer. I just want to say one more thing about the other talis preparations. Ksav Sofer is a very long tshuva, as you can see, about whether children are allowed to make tzitzis or not. And he tries to show the difference between tzitzis and tefillin. These are interesting ideas. The Korban Nisanel thinks, remember we said, we've been talking about Ksiva and Kshira. What about Tviya? We had to deal with the Gemara with the wife of Rabbi Chaim of who was it? Rabbi Chaim Mendoza, who made tzitzis. So the way we dealt with it before, we said maybe she just did the Tviya. Says the Korban Nisanel, the Rush must have held that according to Rabbeinu Tam, a woman is not even allowed to do the tefillah, she's not even allowed to do the spinning of the threads. Where does he get that from? Korban Nisanel says because the spinning of the threads would be a great explanation about Rabbi Chanan Mendoza, about the wife of Rabbi Chanan Mendoza. It would be the easy way out of that proof. You want to prove to me that women can make tzitzis from the wife of Rabbi Chanan Mendoza. The easy way out is no, all she did was she spun the threads. But the Rush used the proof and never said that answer. That all she did was spun the threads. What, the Rush didn't think of it? No, he thought of it. He just didn't think that there's any distinction between spinning the threads and tying the knots. And therefore, the Rush must have held that Rabbeinu Tam holds that women aren't even allowed to spin the threads. And therefore, it would turn out, according to this Korban Nisanel, if you want to be Machmir for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, like the Mishnah Berurah wants to be Machmir, it would turn out that women cannot even spin the threads of tzitzis. Wild. This is going to be wild. No? You read the Mishnah Berurah, and everyone's machmir from the Mishnah Berurah. State Mishnah Berurah, where children shouldn't make tzitzis for you. So who's not going to be machmir for that? But when you follow the logic of the Mishnah Berurah, you realize what the Mishnah Berurah is doing is he's telling you not like the Beis Yosef, not like the Balei Atosos, but like Rabbeinu Tam, which is not passed by the Mechaber or the Ramah. But if you really want to be Choshesh Rashidas Rabbeinu Tam, you know what else you got to do? Make sure women don't do the Tviya. No one's machmir like that. Everyone is willing to do the Tviya. L'chora, the Mishnah Berurah, l'shitaso, should have said that women don't do the Tviya either. If you accept the Korban Nisanel's reading of the Rush.
And the kids also shouldn't do
the Tviya. And the kids also shouldn't do the Tviya, yeah. So that, but I think typically Tviya is done by women. That's why I'm making a big deal out of it. Typically, adult tzitzis are not made by children. But typically Tviya is done by women. Now, what about the child that grows up and he has tzitzis that he made in Camp Kaylee in Shiva Sabatamas in 2014 and now he grew up and he became a bar mitzvah? Can he still wear those tzitzis? So, I think in Bir Alacha, he says that he is allowed to continue to wear those tzitzis. And his svara is because the Ramah said that if a woman makes tzitzis, it's kosher b'di'evet. So therefore, a child is allowed to make tzitzis for himself according to the Ramah, l'chadchila. So when he's doing it, is he doing anything wrong? No, he's making it for himself. Then he grows up and he already has this pair of tzitzis. You know what you call that? B'di'evet. So this is b'di'evet. And therefore he's allowed to continue to wear his tzitzis. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands. The Ksav Sofer says a little differently. That when it comes, or Rav Moshe I think says a little differently. Rav Moshe I think says that, where was it? I thought it was Rav Moshe. Maybe it was Ksav Sofer. Someone says. No, Ksav Sofer says that tzitzis is different than tefillin in this regard. Let's say a child writes tefillin and then decides and he wants to wear them when he gets older. Is that okay? That's for sure not okay. What's the difference? Why should tzitzis be any different than tefillin? Well, we have a ferish drasha by tefillin. We don't have a ferish drasha by tzitzis. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, can a child make tzitzis for himself? So, pashtus not. Yet the Ksav Sofer says there's another difference anyway between tzitzis and tefillin. He says by tzitzis it's going to be a michshol if he doesn't put tzitzis on his beggar, because when he's a gadol he's going to need tzitzis on the beggar. So what he's doing as a child is actually going to help him as a gadol in a direct way. Whereas by tefillin, who says he has to wear this pair of tefillin? He's creating the whole chafta shemitz meikara. By the beggar, he has a beggar, so he's going to wear the beggar. It's just a question of whether he's being matil tzitzis on the beggar. All right, it's a strange comment of the Ksav Sofer, but we'll stop there.